الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. Today's khutbah was about characteristics or the characteristics of the lives of the transgressors. How do you identify a transgressor through the events of his life and some features which distinguish them from the rest of the people? Every Muslim believes that the Quran is a revelation from Allah. As Allah said, no falsehood can approach it, not from before it and not from behind it. And when you reflect upon the Quran with your mind and your vision, you will find that it narrates the stories of many transgressors. Sometimes it narrates the story of Fir'aun, at other times what happened with Qarun, and other times what happened with Haman, the people of Ad, Ashabul Fil. And it further mentions their end, what their final destination was. This is because some people claim that, you know, speaking about the condition of the transgressors is an unimportant topic or something that is idle. He said the Quran did not suffice itself with mentioning their stories in a form of a narrative. Rather, it commanded us to look into the outcome of their affairs. Look what happened to the criminals and the corrupt people and the wrongdoers. And the address or the speech was not directed to particular individuals who are the political analysts or people of a particular ideology. Rather, it was addressing anyone who reads the Quran. It's actually speaking to every reciter and reader of the Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, and He said, this is what caused us to look into some of the characteristics of the lives of the transgressors. Allah said, verily in their stories there's a ibrah, there's a lesson, but not for everyone, لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, for the people of understanding, for the people of intellect. And He said, among the many stories of the transgressors, I have chosen for you that of Fir'aun. Because he's considered to be a teacher, a professor in the field of transgression. And people strike the example with him when they want to speak about someone who is very, very evil. They say he's like Fir'aun. So then we will look into 10 of the characteristics of the life of Fir'aun the transgressor. Number one, he was known for his stubbornness, his arrogance, and him seeking exaltedness on earth. In one occasion Allah says, "Inna Fir'auna 'ala fil ard." Verily Fir'aun, he exalted himself in the land, trying to go up there, transcendence. In another ayah, "Innahu tagha," he transgressed. In another ayah Allah says, and he became arrogant. He grew arrogant along with his soldiers upon earth without a just cause. And he said, this one does not require a lot of elaboration. This is common sense and clear. The second characteristic of the Tughat, or particularly Fir'aun, is the evil ministry. Meaning those who help him out in his rulership have to be evil. They're always evil. They don't advise him to change his ways. Rather, they help him in continuing in his wrongdoing and transgression. He was a criminal, without them. And he wasn't in need of them. But they were there to even make matters worse and to justify his corruption. For example, Haman and the ministry of Fir'aun told him, Are you going to abandon Musa and his people so they may spread corruption upon earth and abandon you and your God? Ajib. Musa and his people are the ones spreading corruption. Fir'aun is the muslih during his time. In another occasion, so what was the result when Fir'aun got this advice from his wicked minister? He said, we shall kill their children and keep their women folk. And verily we will be over them irresistible. In another gathering, he said, the people of Fir'aun, his ministers, the evil people who are under his in his government, they said to him, verily this, speaking to Musa, is sahirun alim. He's a very knowledgeable magician. Not knowledgeable in the deen of Allah. They mean he's knowledgeable in the science of magic. In magic. And what is his intent? His intent is to take you out of your land. So what do you advise? And again, because of this, he advised that, you know, they are to be killed and the women are to be kept. And he further made a decision that they should bring people from outside whom you pay money to aid his government. To aid his government. I mean, of course, this khutbah is a parable, by the way. Is he trying to speak about something else? Maybe you'll pick it up, maybe you won't. Nevertheless, is not really as it appears. Anyways, so he said, bring some people from outside. The ayah says, they said to him, leave Musa and his brother, give him some time. And then gather everyone in this one big place where people gather, in this big hall. And they will bring thereof every well-known or every knowledgeable magician. And you all know the magicians came and there was that competition between them, and Musa and Allah made Musa victorious. So then the Shaykh said, we don't justify, or we don't say it's not Fir'aun's fault that the people that were with him were Haman and his likes. He had already known the truth from before. And he accepted this evil because he was advised by someone from his own people. As Allah says, and this is a long quotation, I will narrate it nevertheless. And a believing man from Al Fir'aun, يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ, he was concealing his faith, because if he was to express it, he would be killed. He said, are you going to kill a man for simply saying that Allah is my Lord, speaking about Musa, and he has brought for you the proof from your Lord? If he is a liar, then his lie is upon him. And if he's saying the truth, then part of what he has promised you will afflict you. Verily Allah will not guide those who are excessive in lies. He said, oh my people, today you have the sovereignty on earth and you are in charge, in control. Who will give his victory against the punishment of Allah if he were to come to us? Fir'aun said in return, مَا أُرِيكُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَرَى. Now I don't show you anything except what I see. Meaning don't play with the bottle, Allah irda alayk. The only opinion which is acceptable is my opinion. My perception of things is what you will have to perceive. وَمَا أَهْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ. And the only path I guide you to is that of understanding and intellect. And again, this is lies. He actually guided them to Jahannam. Didn't guide them to Sabil al-Rashad. And the man said again, the one who believed said, verily I fear for you like the day of the Ahzab, the Confederates. Like that of the people of Nuh and Ad and Thamud and those who came after them, and Allah was never to wrong His slaves. Oh my people, verily I fear for you the day of Tanad, calling, when people will be called for resurrection. The day where you will turn back on your heels and you will run away, and against Allah you will have no protector, and whosoever Allah misleads, then no one can guide. And so Fir'aun rejected these attempts by this man to change his ways. He was advising him, telling him not to do this. He was advising the people, but they rejected his advice. The third characteristic of the transgressors is that they somehow managed to bring people to support them by paying them money at the time of need and make them appear like they are supporters, that they're actually supporting them. An example was the magicians. and the magicians came to Fir'aun and said, will we have any reward, any ajr? Are you going to give us some fulus? If we were to be victorious, he said, "Nam, yes, and you will be among those nearest to me." Yani, I will give you wasta. In common days, you know, in today, he will give them a wasta. You know, they got hook up and connections with Fir'aun, and he will pay them for making it appear to the people that Musa is a magician and he's only trying to mislead the people and take them away from their land. Fourthly, I don't know how to bring a relation between these two. He said, making it appear or lying or deceiving the people through the media. Deceiving the people through the media. For example, in the case of Fir'aun, the media was the magicians. Because they tricked the people and they made it appear like their sticks were actually snakes. Not their sticks, that they had snakes. Which, you know, and so they tricked the people and they scared them and they brought about great magic as Allah Azza wa Jal described it. But he said, how will you be able to cover the sun with a piece of cloth? You can't hide this, the strength of the sun and the rays, the sun rays, with a piece of cloth. You have no means to do so. And so Allah said, and verily we revealed unto Musa that throw your cane or your staff or your stick, and all of a sudden it consumed and devoured all that which they had lied, and the truth became evident, and falsehood was that which they were doing. False was that which they were doing. So they were defeated over there. وَانْقَلَبُوا صَغِرِينَ, and then they left in the state of humiliation. From small, صغيرين, they were belittled. The fifth characteristic is depriving people of their freedom. Fir'aun did not allow the people to have the freedom of opinion. As we said earlier, he said, I do not see any opinion for you except the one which I see. So he didn't allow the people to use their own opinion, he imposed his on the people. Furthermore, and then he also confiscated people's iman. Meaning he made them think what he thinks, and then he forced them to believe what he believes. He didn't allow them to believe on their own. So he said, "Amantum lahu qabla an adhana lakum." When the magicians fell in prostration, he said to them, "You believed before I gave you the permission." Meaning he expects them to say, "Mr. Fir'aun, is it okay that I become a Muslim and follow Musa?" So he may tell him yes or no. So how dare you accept faith without my, you know, prior permission? This is the confiscation of the people's belief system. So then the summary of that is that Allah Azza wa Jal sent Musa to free the people of Israel, the Bani Israel, and to give them the chance to believe. And again, we what we mean by freedom here is Islamic freedom. Freedom which is limited to the Islamic guidelines. We don't mean that Musa came to Fir'aun and said, give me Bani Israel so they can open bars in the land and have movie theaters and they can listen to music freely. Because a ruler may impose on the people not to do that. And you cannot say freedom entails that you allow them to do that. No, freedom entails that you do not allow them to do that. So the freedom that Musa was trying to provide for Bani Israel is the freedom of faith. Meaning don't impose on them kufr and disbelief, allow them to believe in Allah. Now we cannot understand it the other way around. We cannot understand it the other way around that let people believe whatever they want to believe. Now they have to believe in Islam, they have to abide by Islam. For the Muslims, for the non-Muslim, after you give them da'wah, لا إكراه في الدين. He doesn't want to embrace Islam. This is not, you know, we cannot force it. He cannot, if he's in a Muslim country, he has to hide his belief. In a sense, he cannot have a church outside and he cannot be, you know, calling to his religion. He can keep his faith in his heart, but not speak about it, not invite to it. But for the Muslims, the freedom means that we're free to practice Islam. Not that we're free to say we don't want Islam. No one is free to say that. No human being, a Muslim, has the freedom to say, no, I don't want an Islamic government. We want freedom of speech, freedom of whatever, freedom. No, this is not allowed in Islam. So Musa obviously was trying to give him the freedom of Iman. So they may worship Allah Azza wa Jal in the land, not so they can become like Fir'aun. Needless to say. The sixth characteristic of the Tughat is, and this is, the least we can say is contradiction, because that's what we've been saying for weeks, alhamdulillah. The success of the peaceful opposition to remove him. The success of the peaceful opposition to remove him. And we learned from the story of Fir'aun that Musa alayhi salam and his people did not go out against the ruler, even though he was a kafir. They did not go out against him. Rather, we learn from the Quran the following. And the mala of people Fir'aun said, are you going to leave Musa and his people to spread corruption upon earth, abandon you and your gods? He said, we shall kill their children and keep their women, and verily we are over them irresistible. Then Musa said to his Lord, now listen now, this is the dars which we have been saying every week for all the Muslims. Listen to the advice of Musa which the Quran teaches us when we are in this condition. Ista'inu billahi wasbiru. Seek aidance from Allah and be patient. Seek aidance from Allah and be patient. Verily the earth belongs to Allah, and He gives it to whosoever He wills among His slaves. You don't take it by force from Allah. Allah will give it to you when Allah wants you to have it. And Allah Azza wa Jal will give it to the believers, the mu'mineen, those who strive in His deen. And the good end is for the pious people. They said to him, the Bani Israel, they said, we have been harmed and we suffered before you came to us and after you came to us. Before and after. He said, perhaps Allah, perhaps your Lord will destroy your enemy and He will make you the deputies on earth. Then He will see how you will behave. So in this case, they were commanded to be patient. If the ruler cannot be removed, if he's not a Muslim. If he's not a Muslim. If he's a Muslim, we already said, you have to be patient. He's wrong, he's oppressing you, he's taking your wealth, he's whipping your back. The Prophet ﷺ said, you have to be patient. Give him the rights and ask Allah for your rights. If he's a non-Muslim, then we add a condition. Are you able to remove him without causing major bloodshed? Do you have the means to do so? If so, then you may go. If not, then you have to be patient. This is what Musa did during his time. So Allah said, so we made the people inherit those who were weak. Those who were weak on earth. We made them inherit the earth. The east and the west. The earth which we have blessed. And the statement of your Lord was fulfilled upon Bani Israel because of their patience. And we destroyed what Fir'aun used to do and his people and that which they used to construct. The seventh characteristic of the Tughat is that those who go against them are often the Shabab. Those who oppose them and do not allow them to wrong the people are usually the Shabab. Allah says in the Quran, so only if you believed in Musa from his people while fearing Fir'aun and his people that he may be a fitna, he may try to tempt them and take them away from Islam. And verily Fir'aun was a transgressor upon earth, and he was among those who were excessive. Ibn Sa'di rahimahullah said, min qawmi, meaning the shabab of Bani Israel. Again, the shabab who are for Islam. Those who, and if you missed the lecture which you were all invited to attend at the IMC, Plots and Reactions, we discussed already all the issues of the current events and the revolution and what have you in Islam. And we said that if the flag, if the raya, if the slogan which we are calling for is Islam, and the shabab are the ones carrying it, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Provided that you're calling for Islam. If you're calling for anything else, it's jahiliyyah. Anything else you call for, my country, my blah blah blah, my race, my ethnicity, my freedom, my fulus, it's jahiliyyah. Either you're calling for Islam or you're calling for ignorance. And you do not deserve any support. So these shabab who were from Bani Israel were calling for what? For the deen of Allah. They were not calling for, wallahi, you know, everybody has a cheese sandwich and I'm eating plain bread. That's not what they were looking for. That's not what they were calling for. But remember, today, in the Muslim world, most of these out there screaming on this, in the streets, are not asking for Islam. They're asking for a better lifestyle, more freedom, blah blah blah. The list goes on. So they need to shift their intentions and go back home, unless they are fighting or going against a non-Muslim ruler. If he's a Muslim ruler, change your niyyah and go back home and stop practicing Islam at home and teach it to your children. The day will come when Allah Azza wa Jal will give you firmness upon earth and He will enable you to be in control. Until that time, we simply don't deserve it. This is the bitter truth. And the eighth characteristic is that Fir'aun, or any transgressor, he thinks he's able to exterminate the people by threatening them that he will kill them and torture them. And that, you know, he will impose certain rules and laws. He said this actually did not make the people, it only makes the people become more stubborn. They don't care for all these kind of threats. Fir'aun said, and allow me to kill Musa and let him call on his Lord. Verily, I am afraid that he will change your religion and he will spread corruption upon earth. And then furthermore, he said, Fir'aun, do you believe in him before I gave you the permission to do so? This is only a plot which you have plotted in Medina. So you may take its people out. Now Medina here, the Medina of in Egypt. So verily you will know, I will cut your arms and your legs from behind. Then I will crucify you all. And Fir'aun did not know that this only made the Shabab and those who were fighting for the deen of Allah more stern, more stubborn, and more persistent on opposing him. They said to him, قَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ. He said, no problem. We shall be returning to our Lord. We will be returning to our Lord. If you kill us, you cannot control what happens afterwards. And the only thing which you hate, the only thing which is make you spiteful against us, is that we believe in our Lord and what has come to us of the truth. Then they made dua, oh Allah, shower us with patience and cause us to die among the Muslims or in the state of Islam. The ninth characteristic is that anyone who calls for rectifying or rectification, anyone who calls for a good cause, he's always accused of having a bad intention, or he's trying to take over the country or trying to be in charge. So the people's intentions are criticized. That anyone who speaks against someone, they say that he has evil intentions. It is not always the case that he's trying to overthrow the government. The people of Fir'aun said, he repeated the ayah again. Anyway, so the bottom line, the ninth, is that they always accuse him that you have evil intentions, even though this is not the case. The tenth and the last characteristic is that these people never learned a lesson on time. The transgressors never learned a lesson on time. They only learn after it is too late. After it's too late. Listen to what happened to Musa. His previous statements were, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي. I am your Lord, the Most High. I do not know of any other God for you except myself. These were his initial teachings. Then what happened while he was drowning? He said, I believe that there is no God except the one who Bani Israel believed in. And the ulama say he was so ashamed of himself, he was so lowly, that he couldn't say, I believe in La ilaha illallah. He was, Allah humiliated him, that the people whom he used to humiliate, he wind up saying at the end of his life, I believe in the one that they believe in. He couldn't say Allah, and he wind up mentioning those whom we used to oppress. Anyways, what did Allah say to him? Al-an, now you want to believe. وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, and you had been وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ عَفْوًا, you were disobedient beforehand. وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, and you were among the corrupt. So today we shall save you with your body, so you may be an ayah, a sign for those who come after you. And many amongst the people concerning our ayat are heedless. And we gave Bani Israel the good outcome. and we provided them with the goods. And they did not differ amongst themselves until the knowledge came to them. And verily your Lord will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning that which they used to differ about. And if you are, speaking to the Prophet ﷺ, if you are in doubt concerning that which we have sent down upon you, then ask those who recite the book before you. Verily, the truth has come to you from your Lord, so do not be among those who doubt, and do not be among those who belie our ayat, so you will be among the losers. Verily, those whom the statement of your Lord has become right over them, shall never believe. Even if every ayah came to them, they will not believe until they see the severe punishment. Yani they will continue transgressing in their stubborn ways until they reach a point of no return. They will not learn. No matter what advice they receive, they will not learn. So he said, oh believers, at the end we say how we are in dire need of understanding the noble Quran, and to respect everything which has been mentioned therein. Because it is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal whom He preserved until the end of time as guidance for mankind. If we stay away from it, we will all be destroyed. We will all be destroyed. So he said, instead of all the other kind of analysis of the current day situation, go back to the Quran. It will give you, it already mentions, you know, the stories of people of similar to the ones we know today and what their result was. But it also gives us instructions on how to behave. You notice within the ayat what were the people of Musa commanded, and you notice that the Prophet ﷺ reconfirmed what we are supposed to do at the times of fitna. Still, please do yourself a favor. Go to www.onewaytoparadise.net. On the right hand side, there's a part that says new lectures. One of them is called Plots and Reactions. It's an MP3 file. Download it, listen to the lecture. Listen to the lecture. So you will see the complete Islamic perspective on what's happening today. A khutbah translation limits me from elaborating. Furthermore, another news. In the next 2 weeks, we will begin a series of lectures at IMC aimed at the Shabab, the youth. March 15th, I believe, will be the upcoming lecture. And the title of the lecture is Youth in a Booth. Youth in a Booth. Look it up in a dictionary. And the 29th of March will be the Seller of Musk. And then perhaps there will be another two lectures strictly for the Shabab. So try to bring your kids, not infants, you know, kids who understand, 6, 7, 8 years old, who can listen without making noise and benefit. Try to bring into the lectures inshallah. Hopefully Allah Azza wa Jal will make, some benefit and place some benefit in the speech and help us, you know, move towards the true, you know, salvation of the Muslims from the current day events. جزاكم الله خيرا وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبي محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.